大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph。
大家知不知道我们九老师已经来中国六年吧？ 6 or 5 years you've been to China?
Exactly, about 6.5 years、
这么久。 So I guess you know about our Chinese culture quite well。 我们今天要聊的呢是这个东西方，特别的聊一个这个教育方式的不同， Asian parents versus Western parents。
Right, when I'm with other Chinese people and they talk about what their family is like and the stories that I hear, I get a glimpse of what it could be like to have a Chinese parent.
我觉得大家心里面，就总之我的心里面，我的印象是这么觉得， Asian parents are a lot more strict.
I think that's probably because education is very serious and difficult in China, so you can't slack.
对，就会管得更紧一些。而西方的孩子呢，在我看来是相对更加的自由，更加被要求独立一点。
Right, for example, in America at least, I know that when you are a child, your parents say you can be anything when you grow up and you can count on whatever you become, we'll be proud of you.
Yeah, that's so sweet. So, what did your parents say when you told them you were going to be 1,000 miles away from home to study Chinese medicine and for like 6 and 7 years?
They said, be careful, good luck, have fun.
就非常的潇洒啊。但是呢，中国的父母大家都知道，尤其像我们女生啊，我感受特别深，就是会有在父母眼里面看起来非常标准的好工作。You can be an engineer, a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher. Oh, if you want a risky fun job, try dentist.
Why is a dentist risky?
所以但是如果对于女生，你对你的父母说啊 ，I wanna establish my own business， 那么你的父母恐怕就要和你促膝彻夜长谈了。
You crazy?
对，他就会觉得你疯了吗？天哪！所以今天要和大家聊的呢，就是这种东西方父母教育方式的不同。如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注“早安英文”，然后私信回复“笔记”两个字就好了。And Joseph, how old were you when you fell in love with someone for the first time?
Maybe 17, 18, 19. I don't remember.
So did your parents know that?
I think so. Yeah, why?
You know, in China mostly, if you tell your parents you're in love with someone, I know exactly what they're going to say.
Oh, what are they going to say?
You think you're in love? You're too young to understand what love is. All you need to do is to stay in school, study hard, get a good job, and then marry someone.
Oh, my mom kind of maybe said something like that, except the marry someone part. Yeah, but I've heard many people around me, their parents might say that...You know, it's your life, so it's your own business what you do, and the child thinks they can take care of themselves. So I would think maybe it's a little bit the same, but possibly, yeah, it could be very different. They would just be very happy that you found someone.
对，早恋的朋友是不是在这一点上非常羡慕这个西方的孩子们？然后呢，还有一点我觉得非常明显的就是亚洲人，尤其是在亲情这一块，大家都是非常含蓄的，就很少去在口头上面表达。Asian parents tend to express less emotions. It's not that they love us less, it's just they are less likely to say that out loud. We seldom hug, and we almost never say I love you, I miss you to each other. But I know that's what most of Western parents do.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I guess you can always hear things like this on TV from America. Your father...And I just wanted you to know that we love you so much. No reason, we just wanted to let you know that we love you.
但是我们的父母就好像很少会讲这样的话，有甚至夫妻之间都很少讲这样的话。所有的爱呢，都是在日常生活里面的一点一滴。那小时候好像觉得就是不太懂事吧，觉得爸妈不爱自己。但是你现在回过头想呢，他们只是用另外一种方式在表达而已。
Right, just to be clear, we're not saying that Asian parents aren't good parents. We're just expressing differences that we can notice.
对，就是无关好或者不好，甚至就是各有利弊吧。像我刚刚说，虽然我们的父母不讲 I love you, 但是呢，很多其他一些很平常的话，就是在告诉你 they love you. 比如到平常说 wrap up warm, 就多穿点儿，或者说when you leave home and go off to college, 他们总是会叮嘱你 call me when you get there.So, just so I know you're okay.
And take care of yourself when you're not at home.
Exactly. 就是在外面要好好照顾自己。
And I know many Chinese parents like to say, I'm doing this for your own good. This may sound autocratic, but you'll know that they really truly care about you.
对，这是爸妈最爱说的话，就是我还不是为了你好。就不管他说的对或者不对，但是一定是真心的，全心全意为你好。
And again, it's not about good or bad, it's just differences. And we know that all parents are trying hard to provide anything that we might really want, and they will do anything they can to take care of us.
嗯，没错，不管教育方式如何不同，总之父母的爱都是一样的。好了，那今天的节目呢，我们就聊到这里了。我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
我们下期再见吧。
Bye.
Bye bye.